This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Spring has sprung, and we continue our conversation on investing in new calf-raising facilities, or perhaps you want to do a remodel project. And some of the more common calf barn designs incorporate naturally ventilated curtain sidewall barns. And Dr. Leiterman, you're here to tell us more about what types of curtains are being used today.
So curtain management is a really big area that I think there's an opportunity for different ways to do it. And one of the most common ways is if a person builds this is very common, at least in the Midwest, if a person builds a naturally ventilated curtain sidewall barn, they will commonly put positive pressure tube ventilation systems in as well. And those positive pressure tube ventilation systems will typically be mounted 8 to 12 feet off the floor. And then what happens is in the spring or the fall when it's kind of cold out and the producer wants to get some natural ventilation in but not a lot, they'll crack the top curtains down maybe a foot or so. And I've seen this repeatedly, and I've fogged multiple barns in this configuration, and it is very problematic because what happens is when you crack the top curtain down, say, a foot, natural ventilation and breeze comes in there, but it's coming into the barn 10 feet off the ground or so. It interrupts the air coming out of the tube. It disrupts all that air being discharged out of the tube. It stirs it up, and then all of it exits the barn on the other side. None of the natural ventilation from the top curtain being cracked ever got down to the calves, and the air from the tube never got down to the calves, because when that breeze came in from the curtain being cracked on the top, it didn't sink down to the calves, and it just messed up all the air coming out of the tube, which didn't make it to the calves. And essentially, the producer looks at that and says, well, my curtains are cracked and my fans are running. Why am I having so much pneumonia? And the reality of it is, when the curtain is cracked from the top and the positive pressure tube is running, it's almost like neither system is working. So what I've recommended and had very good success with is just keep the top curtain closed and crack in the spring, crack your bottom curtain up, maybe 6 inches or a foot. And what that does is at least at that point, it allows the air that comes in the barn to be at the calf level. And even if it's kind of a blustery spring or fall day, just don't open the curtain that much. Open it a couple, 2-3 inches. At least that air makes it to the calf level, and it allows the tube to function without any disruption, and the air from the tube can also make it to the calf as well.
So that's something to consider when doing installation, split curtain sidewalls.
Yeah, split curtain sidewalls seem to be the most popular, and I think offer the producer the most flexibility as far as how they want to manage their different curtain configurations and based on different seasonal conditions as well.
Let's talk more about natural ventilation, and when doing an install, you need to think about eaves and ridges.
So when it comes to open eaves and open ridges, more is better. Sometimes in an attempt to save calves from cold temperatures or a draft, it might be tempting to button a barn up very tightly, close the eaves, screw down the ridge vent tightly. And what we find is that's a really important part of ventilation in these natural ventilation barns. And when we fog barns that has closed eaves or a really tight ridge vent, we find that we introduce air mechanically with our system in the winter very nicely into the barn, but then it doesn't get out. And ventilation is really a function of bringing fresh air in, using that fresh air to dilute the dirty air by the calf, and then getting that diluted dirty air out of the barn. And those three components are what consist of good ventilation. In the winter, the open eave and the breathable ridge vent are very, very important in allowing that air to escape the barn. And when we fog barns that have closed ridges or eaves, we find that the air, we can get it to the calf, and then it will just gently rise up, and it just hangs up there at the top of the barn, and it doesn't escape. And we find that the air quality in those barns is much poorer. So most people are using height of a 2x6, a 5.5-inch opening for an open eave. And then as far as a ridge covering, I like a standard ridge cap, but if it can be lifted up an inch or so off of the ribbed steel, that allows the ridge to breathe a lot better while still keeping snow and rain out of the barn.
That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek. More info at crystalcreeknatural.com.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.